This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Are live. This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us and being a part of the program. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then make an appointment with me right now by calling 888-283-7272 or send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We'll kick this segment off and go with Judy. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Thank you, Dr. Asa, for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to talk to you about I had problems with my knees. I had x-rays done last week, and they say that they're osteoporosis and rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
My left knee is bone on bone. And the right knee's not too good, so I had to go today to the arthritic doctor, and she gave me a cortisone shot in my knee.
Sure.
Do you recommend anything in your line of...
Well, I think in any line of medicine or health, you have to look at, you know, there's certain limitations that you have to work around, no doubt about it. And when you get bone on bone, you know, there's deterioration in the cartilage, of course, but let me just flip things a little bit. It's not all bad news, okay? Here's the deal. When you're dealing with arthritis of any kind and you're dealing with inflammation in the body, which is what you're dealing with right now,
right,
you have to clear out, first and foremost, even if it's getting close to bone on bone, which is what the tests show us anyway, you have to look at, you know, where is the body? Where is inflammation in the body? If you remove inflammation out of the digestive tract, how is that going to affect the knee itself? So that's the starting point of where you'd want to go before you even looked into surgery, replacement, anything of that nature, because you want to see how well the body functions if you eliminate inflammation. So that's the key. Now, inflammation can be swelling. It can be a lot of different things. It always starts in the digestive tract. That's where it begins. So regardless if you have a joint, an elbow, a knee, a shoulder that might be bothering you, typically it starts in the digestive tract. And it happens from years, you know, upon years of making certain choices. Not that you made choices that were, you know, purposely bad, but maybe you just didn't know the right choices to make. And that's okay. No big deal. But now we can make great choices. That's the key. It's all about a brand new day and what we can do today that you couldn't do tomorrow, or yesterday. So that's kind of the key. So let's talk about your needs for a second, but let's talk about your lifestyle choices. Let's go there. Tell me what does a day in the life of Judy look like? Talk to me about breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, for breakfast today I had a small bowl of shredded wheat and a toast with peanut butter and a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And my daily medication. Lunch was a salad and a vegetable pot pie with iced tea.
Okay. And dinner?
I just had a half a sandwich and some water.
All right. So here's the deal. This is what we're looking at. You've got your breakfast is shredded wheat. You've got, of course, milk that goes with that. So you've got wheat products and you've got dairy products, both which create a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. So that is a number one no-no. Then you're drinking coffee as well. Coffee creates a lot of acidity in the body, which can flare up issues with arthritis. So already your breakfast is starting out your day creating more of the issue that you're dealing with. So you're throwing fuel on the fire.
I only drink one cup of coffee a day?
Even so. Do you know that one cup of coffee a day has enough acidity in the coffee bean, okay, just from the coffee itself, to raise what's called cortisol levels, which is the body's stress hormone? It can raise cortisol levels up to 7 hours. That's not a good thing, by the way. Because cortisol, when it gets elevated, it actually burns up muscle tissue, stores body fat, and raises the inflammatory response in the body. So see, right there, if you just made the switch from coffee to green tea, for example, which still has a little bit of caffeine in it, it'll give you a little pick-me-up in the morning, that right there would make a huge difference in your overall health and with arthritis symptoms. So that right there is a huge change. All right, let's keep going, though. You got a salad for lunch, not a big deal. The veggie pot pie, though, you got processed flour in the pot pie. That's one thing that you want to eliminate. You want to eliminate flour products, wheat products, dairy products. All of those need to be eliminated for a short period of time, not forever, but for a period of time until your symptoms, until the things you're dealing with arthritis get more manageable and we reduce the inflammation in the body. There's a component called gluten in wheat flour, and that's one of the big culprits that causes a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. So that's the thing that we're looking to eliminate, especially with arthritis. But moving on, so you had a salad and veggie pot pie, right? That's easy to correct. Keep the salad, no big deal, but throw a nice piece of maybe salmon over the salad, that'd be great, or a piece of fish. And then also you want to throw in those good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. You can put in, you know, healthy dressings, organic dressings, and they're phenomenal. You want fats. Fats are not, you know, your enemy. They're your friend. You know, it's about the little things. You start changing these little things. See, you don't have everything's not bad in what you're doing. It's just we've got to make some slight changes.
I am type 2 diabetic, and I am on insulin.
Okay. See, now that even changes it even more. That even adds more to the story. So is there anything else I need to know? Blood pressure, cholesterol, anything else?
I have all that, yeah.
See,
here we go. I'm a basket case.
Judy, you're not a basket case.
Are you sure you want to deal with me?
I know.
I do have your book.
Well, listen, it's not about dealing with you. It's about walking through this with you to get your health back. Because, listen, if you can lose your health, you can always get it back. Remember, you made certain choices in your life. This is not all genetic. It's not about what grandma had and grandpa had, and you're just handed a certain deck of cards, and that's where you're going to end up. That's not it. And it's not about dealing with you, and you're not a basket case, and it's not too late. If you've got cholesterol issues and blood pressure issues, and you're type 2 diabetic, you know, you're dealing with diabetes. First of all these are interrelated. So just know that. And it's all going to go back to what you're putting inside your body every single day. Every bit of this. Change the way you eat, you will change the way you live. The body makes new healthy cells every single day based on the foods that you give it. And only until you give the body the right kinds of foods does it even know how to change. So that's the kicker. That's what we have to focus on, is we have to focus on giving your body back what it needs so it can have the kind of health that you're looking for. Now, let me tell you some other quick things that can help you. For diabetes, which is important, that's your number one thing you want to focus on, actually. It's not even the arthritis. Diabetes, having a blood sugar-related issue, that's the biggest thing. So here's some things that will help with that, along with the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, which is kind of the principles that I just laid out for you. Here's some things that will help along with that. One is, these are minerals, okay? Ionic chromium, ionic vanadium, ionic manganese, all three of those will help regulate blood sugar-related challenges like you have. And diabetes type 2 especially, you don't have to have forever. If you can get type 2, you can come out of it. We see it all the time in clinical practice, and we see it, you know, pretty much all the time, even here on the radio show. I've had plenty of cases where people have just applied some principles and gone to their doctors, and their blood work has come back, and it's doing much better. So just know that you can make some little changes like we're doing. Let's focus on dealing with these, you know, with the diabetes right now and making some good food changes, and then we can move on to the next level. You may call here in about a week or so. Let me know how things are going. But it's great talking with you. And remember, we're not dealing with you. We're walking through this with you. This is On Call.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
I think the national debt is $15 trillion. Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Call
now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour to talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. I want to remind you, shoot me an email. We'll make them part of the show. A lot of people sometimes don't feel comfortable calling in. Hey, that's okay. We've also opened up our Twitter. You can go to Twitter if you're in the Twitter world. We'll do tweets on the show now. So people are actually tweeting me live during the show now. And so you go to twitter.com. Shoot me your tweets during the show. Matter of fact, we've got one right now. Melissa writes, "So Dr. Asa, my recent blood tests have labeled me with anemia. Please tell me what to do besides red meat. What else can I eat?" Well, when it comes to your blood test and when it comes to anemia, Melissa, the real deal is this. It takes about 6 months to build an anemia. All right, now an anemia, this is what it is basically. It's a lack of oxygen in the blood cells. There's two major types. There's one that's iron deficiency, and there's one that's a B12 deficiency. There's two really good blood tests. Now, I'm assuming it's probably more on the iron side rather than the B12 side, so we'll go that direction, but you didn't, you know, label that in the tweet, so let's talk about that. You want to increase red meat, and that's a good thing. A lot of people say red meat's a bad thing, but it's actually not. It's actually a good thing. You get plenty of B12 and iron out of red meat, but the green vegetables, the dark leafy greens such as spinach and kale and broccoli, things of that nature, those have high levels of iron and B12 as well, so they can build up your reserve. But once you get into the anemic state, you definitely don't want to not do anything proactive to get those red blood cells up, because that can be a root cause of a lot of disease. Now, the heavy amounts of fatigue that can come along with anemia is a big challenge as well. So what I encourage you to do, increase your green leafy vegetables. The red meat is good. I would take ionic iron. It's a liquid iron that absorbs much better. It's organic. It doesn't have a lot of byproducts in it, and it builds up naturally very, very well, along with some vitamin C. Vitamin C is good to take with iron because it increases the body's ability to absorb the iron, and that's going to help you stabilize your iron levels and, of course, get out of that anemic state. If they push you for an infusion of iron, typically that's only for very severe cases. And a lot of times it has a rebound effect. So if you get infused with iron, it can jump you up and make you feel really good for a short period of time. But if it's not stabilized, see, it will go all the way back down. And it'll go back down rapidly as well. As rapidly as it went up, as it can go down. So that's something to really consider. So I would look into that before you, if you even thought about that route. The red meat, the green vegetables, and the ionic iron, and the vitamin C, all of that will be very beneficial to get rid of the anemia and make you feel better than you have in a very long time. Thanks for the tweet there, Melissa. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Let's go to Gina. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the show. Marlon, how can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for my call.
Of course.
I'm calling to ask about erratic pH, which goes from 5.8 to 7.8 throughout the day. And 3 years ago, I began a vegan diet. 3 years before that, I had started vegetarian to counteract GERD and osteoarthritis.
Okay.
And I do not use dairy or wheat, and I do use lots of coconut oil and coconut cream, and do stretch exercises with some weights. But since January, I developed psoriasis, and I was wondering what else I can do besides what I am doing.
So you're vegetarian now, is that right?
Vegan.
Okay, so you're vegan now. Okay, I'm with you. Now, would you be open, now, in being vegan, it depends, because everybody's got their own way of looking at it, but would you be open to doing fish and eggs?
Yes.
You are okay with that? You do that now? Okay, because some people don't. Okay. And everybody's different. That's why I have to ask. I want to be, you know, kind of respectful in your thoughts on that. So the other thing, too, now, are you completely opposed to doing any red meat?
Red meat, yes.
How about even lamb, things of that nature?
Yeah, I would be organic chicken sometimes.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Just want to see where you stand. Now, with psoriasis, yeah, I know you're completely wheat and dairy free. That's a really good thing. I think you're going to have to increase your protein sources and your fat mm-hmm. sources a little bit more. And that's probably what's caused a lot of the issues with psoriasis. Also, one of the big keys with psoriasis and most skin conditions is a zinc deficiency. Zinc deficiencies are very common with skin conditions and very hidden, too. They're not looked for a lot often in practices and clinics in the clinical setting. That's not really one thing that's gone after. So what I would do is I would add in more protein sources, such as chicken. I would limit it more on the chicken side and go more with fish and eggs. So I'd really make sure that every meal you eat has a healthy portion of those good, healthy quality proteins. Then the other thing I would make sure you do is to increase your healthy fats. The cod liver oil, I would do at least a tablespoon twice a day. Increase avocados, things of that nature. Really bring up those healthy fats. That's going to make a huge difference in what you're dealing with, especially psoriasis. Now, are you still dealing with GERD or has that gone away?
Well, I have to be careful, you know, or it otherwise I will, feel acidic and indigestion.
In your digestion, okay. Well, let's focus on two things right now. Rather than throwing you a battery of things, let's go with this. Add in the proteins and the good healthy fats. Let's start there, okay? And then with the little red, you know, rash that you had in your eye and things of that nature, what I would do, add in the zinc, ionic zinc, and do about 50 to 60 milligrams of the zinc, and let's see how that responds to your skin. I think you'll see some great results with that. And then let me know. You're in about another week or so. Just email me at drasa.com or call me back here on the show. We'll walk through it step by step. But that's your assignment number one, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. This is Dr. Asa On Call, diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember this. The body's regenerating every single day. What does that mean? Each day, old cells are dying and new cells are forming. It's not over. You can get well, folks, but you have to be willing to make those radical changes that will give you the radical results that you're looking for. It all comes down to common sense. Common sense health practice. That's what this show is all about. This is On Call.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can help you online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go to an email real quick. Anthony from Houston, Texas. That's right. Says, how much vitamin C and in what form should I take for general maintenance through the cold and flu season? Great email, Anthony. A lot of people are calling worried about the flu, also the H1N1, which we've got a protocol for that as usual. It's all about keeping the immune system strong. That's what you want to focus on. And vitamin C, here's the trick. You want to do about 1,000 milligrams every hour, or you can go 2,000 milligrams every 2 hours, whatever is easier for you, until you get to the point of loose stool. Now, I'll talk about this my book, Empowering Your Health. It's important to understand that. So when once you get to that point where you're getting the loose stool, you want to back off by 2,000 milligrams. So if it takes you 6 hours or so, and you come up with, say, 8,000 milligrams or whatever it might be, but all of this is about protection. It's about building up your immune system. It is about keeping your body strong, focusing on that, and that's the focus. So here, let's talk about that for a moment. Here's the way to keep your immune system strong. You want to make sure you have plenty of vitamin D. Vitamin D declines during the cold and flu season. Why? Because we're not out in the sunlight. And, you know, from October to March, especially those of us that work indoors mostly, but even still, we're not getting out in the sun on the weekends because it starts to get colder, and people up north deal with this a little bit more than the southern parts of the United States. But when you're dealing with vitamin D, you want to make sure you keep the levels on your blood test, and that's really the only way to know where your vitamin D levels are. So I recommend that people go and get a simple blood test, whether you're, you know, a teenager or an adult. Go to your physician, have them run a simple little blood test. They'll tell you the numbers of where your vitamin D is. If you're a younger child, say in your teens, you want to make sure your vitamin D levels between about 40 and 60. If you're an adult, between 70 and 90. And if you're low, say for example, if you're 10 or 15 on the blood test, it all is going to depend on how much you need. But, you know, you could need, you know, quite a few doses, up all the way up around maybe even 20,000 units a day. It just depends on the person. So that's important to get a blood test done. The other herb you can take is called astragalus. Astragalus is very good for building the immune system. It's been used for hundreds of years through China, and it helps build the immune system, keeping it strong. And that's one of the best things you can do to ward off the nervousness, I guess you would say, and the worry of H1N1, keeping the immune system strong. That is the key. Just think about it. When a child goes to school, why does one child get the flu and the other one does not? It's because of the immune system. One child's immune system is stronger than the other one. If they both touch the same doorknob and rub their eyes and rub their nose, but one gets sick and one does not, it all comes down to the lifestyle choices, the way that child's eating, the way their immune system is, what we're giving the child or the adult, for that matter. And so to keep the immune system strong, you want to do vitamin D, astragalus, ionic silver, and about 20 drops twice a day for an adult, 10 twice a day for a child. And then another one that's very, very beneficial is vitamin C, like I just talked about. So those four in conjunction during the cold and flu season will keep your immune system strong and keep you in a better place. So you don't have to go, you know, watching the news is one thing. And I mean, of course, it's great information, the news is, but also it can almost make you over aware. It's about keeping your immune system strong. Focus on that, and then we'll see the kind of things that we need to see with the health of our young people and the adults alike. This is Dr. Asa on call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Paul. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
My wife is in her early 40s and has suffered from seizures only at night since she was a teenager, and she's currently on Dilantin to control them. She hasn't had a seizure in over 10 years, which is great. But when her Dilantin levels get off, she feels horrible.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if there's anything a little more natural than the Dilantin might be.
There's several things. Let's talk about her sleep pattern for a second, Paul. How does she sleep? Does she sleep well?
Very well.
She does. Now, if she didn't take the Dilantin, would she sleep well?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Now, that's good to know. Now, when you say she wouldn't sleep well, would she have a hard time going to sleep, or she would go to sleep but she would wake up multiple times through the night?
I believe she'd wake up multiple times.
Okay. So she has a hard time staying asleep. Well, typically when you're dealing with seizures and you're dealing with sleep patterns that go in the route that you just talked about, where the person would wake up multiple times, you're dealing with a neurotransmitter, which is just a big fancy name for a brain chemical. All right. There's four main ones. There's serotonin, there's GABA, there is dopamine, and there's serotonin. And they all do different things. But GABA, which you don't have to worry about the word and how big it is and what it means. Just know this. It's a brain chemical that handles anxiety. It deals with seizures. It deals with different mental type issues that would affect the nervous system. All right. And it's inhibitory. Now, what does that mean? It means it calms our bodies down. When you have enough GABA, it makes our bodies calm. When you don't have enough GABA, the body can be overexcited, such as a seizure or hyper, or, you know, the person can't sleep. So it's about managing the GABA levels more than anything. And so if you're wanting to know some natural things of how to do that, you know, that's what we can talk about.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about the things she eats, though. How is her diet, the things she puts in her body every day? Because no matter what drug she's taking and no matter how you modify that, if the body chemistry is not right, then nothing's going to be right. So, I mean, for example, she's taking Dilantin, but she's eating pretty much whatever she wants and drinking coffee and just kind of, you know, has a high-stress lifestyle or something, then that's not going to help. Oh, I did. Okay. Well, then that's where it's going to start. Because nothing I tell you to balance out her quote-unquote GABA levels is going to change anything until she makes some changes with things she's eating.
Okay.
So let's talk about that first. First thing, I would get her on the anti-inflammatory diet. I just would, because you want to reduce inflammation in the body. Now, what is that? It's pretty simple. It's the diet that's in my book, and it's basically eating three meals a day, you know, just like we've always been taught. And then, but the meals are comprised of three main components. You've got a protein source, you've got a carbohydrate source, and a fat source at every meal. So, for example, breakfast would be a couple of organic eggs and then maybe a bowl of fresh berries. So the eggs would provide fat, proteins, and then the berries would be the carbohydrates. Does that make sense?
Right.
All right, lunch would be something like this, a big salad with a piece of fish and then normal salad dressing that's made maybe from olive oil and vinegar. So there's your fats from the oil, then you got the vegetables in the salad, and you got the protein source in the fish. Dinner, same kind of thing. Nice steak that maybe is organic, and then you go with maybe some asparagus and half an avocado. So you get your fats, proteins, and your carbs. Are you with me?
Okay.
All right. Very simple to follow. All right. So there's some foods that she needs to stay away from that will affect her GABA levels. And peanuts are one of them. Peanuts and almonds. Cheese is something that she should stay away from. Wheat, rice, and spinach. Okay?
Okay.
So you stay away from those things, she's going to be fine. And here's some supplements that will help with GABA levels. GABA levels are mostly affected by these right here. One is lithium. Now, there's a drug called lithium. This is totally different. It's called ionic lithium. Very, very powerful in helping GABA levels. There's also an amino acid called L-taurine. T-A-U-R-I-N-E. L-taurine is very beneficial. And also valerian root.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Valerian root.
Okay.
All right, so that's all I'm going to give you right now. Those are some good basics for her to follow. Now, here's the kicker. She needs to be very careful. Now, the foods are fine. You can do that all day long. But she'll need to be careful if she's taking the Dilantin and also adding in these supplements. So here's what I suggest you do. Go to her physician and ask he or she, say, look, we want to try some things that are along more the natural lines to see if we can make a difference with her. Now, with seizure medication, the traditional protocol in medicine is to, you know, once you've had seizures, you stay on the medication for life, because no one wants the liability, any physician wants the liability of you coming off the medication, they having another seizure, and it falls back on them. That's the mindset. Okay,
sure.
I'm just telling you. So that's what you're working with. And it's no fault of anybody. It's the system. It deals with malpractice insurance and all. You understand. It's all of that.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to tell the physician, say, hey, I'm well aware of what can happen. You know, she could go into a seizure. All right? It's possible. But it's possible anyway. So just go in and just say, I'd like to do this for a while and see how her body responds. And, you know, if the physician knows you're going to work with them, if the physician knows that you know the potential outcome, good or bad, then a lot of times they will work with you. And so that's what I encourage you to do. But you'll need to lessen the dose of the Dilantin if you're going to do any of those supplements, because you don't want to double stimulate or understimulate any neurotransmitter. So there has to be a balance. But if you're wanting to move toward a more natural way of handling this, it's going to be about her daily lifestyle choices, what she's putting inside of her body, and then, of course, giving the body these supplements, which really are just basic, you know, elements, whether you're dealing with valerian root, which is a plant, you're dealing with taurine, which is an amino acid, you're dealing with lithium, which is, you know, basically it's a mineral. And so, I mean, it's pretty simple.
Okay.
So it's just some basic things. Now, if you need help with that, I would go talk with the doctor. You can call me back here on the show in a week or so and let me know how that went, if she's, you know, weaning down or tapering down, and I can walk you through the process. You can also send me an email at drasa.com. Okay? Thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 7272. You're listening to On Call. The show is Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Another tweet came in out of our Twitter. It says, "Dearest Dr. A, just letting you know that in October I'll be on your program for 4 years now. I still can't believe how wonderful my life has been. I've truly found my place in my health and my life thanks to you." Now, that's at Twitter. A lot of people are wanting to send in tweets now along with emails because our phone lines are so full all the time. It's very difficult sometimes to call in. Don't stop trying to call, but we've got other methods that you can reach me during the show so we can kind of mix and match and get your words in here as well. You're listening On Call.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
With the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
All lines are open this hour to talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go to Leanne. Hi, Leanne. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Dr. Asa. It's good to talk to you.
Great to talk with you.
Okay. I just recently was sick, and I had what I thought was a stomach virus,
mm-hmm.
And nausea, even some flu-like symptoms. I was, you know, felt like I was spiking a fever and then sweating and getting cold and nausea, vomiting, diarrhea and everything. And went to the doctor and actually went to the emergency room first because I got dehydrated. And I was given some IV fluids and a prescription for nausea. And then I went to the doctor and had my blood levels drawn, and she called me the next day and said that my B12 was slightly low. She didn't give me the numbers, but I'd never really been vitamin deficient in anything before, and I don't know if that was due to being sick or what, but I just wanted to know about what would indicate a low vitamin B12 level, and she recommended that I just get some over-the-counter 1,000 milligrams, micrograms a day, and I just wondered if that's enough or can it indicate something else?
Well, there's a couple things that you'll need to do with B12, and there's people just don't get a vitamin deficiency for no reason. That's
right.
One thing to understand. Just like you said, I've never had a vitamin deficiency, you know, in my life. Well, not that you know of. You know what I mean? Not that it's right. ever been found in blood work. A lot of times people do get vitamin deficiencies, but they come from not eating the right kind of foods over a long period of time. And it typically doesn't happen that much in your younger years. But once you get over about the age of 30 and you start getting into that range, then things begin to change, things begin to break down a little bit if you don't have the right kind of things going inside your body, such as foods. So that's one of the first things. So B12 deficiency, actually, you know, B12 is a water-soluble vitamin, so it can go in and out fairly quickly, and it does take time to build it back up. You can develop an anemia with B12. So did they do the B12 test? Is that the test she did?
Yes.
Okay. There's another test I'd love for you to ask her to check, and it's much more accurate than the actual B12 blood test. It's a blood test called MMA, or methylmalonic acid, and it's really good at verifying your blood levels of B12. So there's two things. I would have her do that, but have her do it after about 2 months of doing what I'm about to tell you, okay? Because your B12 levels, what she suggested is fine, no big deal. But let me kind of add some icing on top of that. B12 is absorbed in the small intestine. So the fact that you need to take it orally is true. The B12 shots are not that effective. So the fact that you're doing it orally is important. You want to do it orally in a liquid form. Liquid B12 is much better. You can get it out of red meat, and you can get it off the dark leafy green vegetables as well, such as spinach and kale and broccoli. So you want to make sure you're eating those foods. But you also want to make sure you supplement. Now, when you supplement with B12, do you have more of a genetic family history toward heart disease or cancer?
Heart disease.
Okay, heart disease. So you need to take, there's only one version of B12 that you need to take, and it's called methylcobalamin. Just remember the M word. All right, you don't have to, it's a big long word. Just remember M. There's about seven different versions, but there's only one B12 that starts with an M. And that's the one you want. And then you want to do probably about 3,000 micrograms 2 to 3 times a day. So a little bit more than what she was recommending. Now, the cofactors that help the B12 absorb, here's the thing, you can take plenty of B12, but if you don't have the right factors to get it to absorb in the body, it won't absorb. And there's two things that need to make that happen. One is folinic acid. Now, that is a different version. You've heard of folic acid, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Folinic acid is an activated version. Now, what that means is that it's better, that's a good way to say this, it's better absorbed, meaning when you put folinic acid in the body, it doesn't have to go 2 or 3 steps in the liver before it breaks down and you can use it. So when you have an activated vitamin, it means it's activated before it actually goes into the system. So when you take folinic acid, it goes right in and it's ready to be used. So it saves on the breakdown of the vitamin itself. All right, it's a bunch of technical stuff, but just know that folinic acid is better than folic acid. Okay?
Okay.
A couple of letters different. And then the other is intrinsic factor. Intrinsic factor is needed in the small intestine for vitamin B12 to be absorbed. Okay. So you'll need intrinsic factor and folinic acid along with the M version of B12.
Okay.
So there's your B12 lesson for the day.
Wow.
It's important, but I want you to understand that because, you know, a big part of what I do is teach, and doctor means teacher. And if I'm not teaching you anything and you haven't learned something, then I'm not helping you. And I want to empower you so you can have the kind of health that you're looking for. Just know that vitamins and minerals are more than just going to, you know, Walmart or Target, and I'm not knocking those stores, I'm just giving examples, and going and picking up a pill and taking it. So you have to make sure you're getting the right kinds of stuff. But that's your B12 that you'll need to take, okay? Quote for the day from Alexander Graham Bell: when one door closes, another door opens. But we so often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we don't see the ones that open right before us. Love that quote. This is Dr. Asa On Call, the show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank Leslie Pardue, Coral and Fique, and Craig Jolly, our producers in the booth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Regardless of your current diagnosis, folks, you can get a new prognosis. You've got to forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize that radical changes equal radical results with our health. This is On Call, diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Remember this, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom82.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 82.com. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom82.com.